And now I'm joined on the line by Susie Kelly, who's Communications IT Business Support over there in Beaumont Hospital. And they're celebrating 30 years this week of the opening of Beaumont Hospital. Good morning to you, Susie.
Good morning, Debbie. I'm delighted to be able to join you this morning on the week of our 30th anniversary, which is happening on Wednesday this week. And that's the very day that we opened our doors 30 years ago. And on that day, patients from Jervis Street and the Richmond hospitals were transferred over to Beaumont by ambulance. And the staff from the two base hospitals set about the task of ensuring that the care to the patients we were bringing over was seamless during and after the transfer. And we only had 757 staff that day, and now the hospital employs 4,000 staff across 34 different disciplines. And we're delighted to be celebrating this anniversary this week. And we have a packed schedule of events for staff, patients and visitors to enjoy and to mark the occasion. And I could give you a little snapshot of what we're doing. So we're launching our exhibition of history, memories and key milestones of the past 30 years in conjunction with the retired members of staff this morning at 11 o'clock. And we have a lot of them coming in to have a cup of tea and a wander around and a mince pie and enjoy the poster presentations that we've put together. We have a staff recognitions awards tomorrow. And other various events as we have on the day of the birthday on Wednesday, the Beaumont Hospital School and Kids Classics are performing Peter and the Wolf in one of our lecture theatres. Yourselves are doing a live request show with staff interviews around our reception area, and we have an 80s themed celebration lunch for staff with raffles and spot prizes, so that should be really good fun. And then on Thursday we have Mary Heaney and Pat Boren, and Mary is Seamus Heaney's wife, and there's a poetry reading. So we're really looking forward to the week and celebrating it with our community and with our colleagues and, you know, with the staff that have been here with us for all those years.
Hard to believe, isn't Susie? It's 30 years. I remember I grew up not far from Beaumont, and I'd walk up. I was walking one time to the convent for some reason. I can't remember why.
Yeah.
And that was all fields. And I can't believe it's actually there 30 years. How time flies. But you're there nearly 30 years, 29 coming up to 30 29 years yourself.
Next year. Yeah.
Have you seen much of a change in the hospital itself throughout the years?
Well, the campus has got bigger. For one thing, we have, we've built a lot of, extra services and buildings. We have the Smurfit School, which is the RCSI Centre of Excellence on our site. We have the Cancer Centre and the Radiation Oncology Centre here. We have the new acute psychiatric unit, which moved from St. Eta's. And, you know, we've also expanded services hugely to our patients, and we've developed national specialties in renal transplantation, neurosurgery, cochlear implantation, and thrombectomy, as well as becoming one of the National Centres of Excellence for Cancer Care.
I know how big it has got over the years. I mean, as you mentioned, all these, you know, I suppose we've noticed the psychiatric new part built, this car parks, there's a lot more going on in Beaumont than you wouldn't really know about if you haven't been up there. Like, we've done a lot of work up there over the years with the Honour Your Hero Days, and even from year to year you can notice the improvement in the hospital. And I know a lot of we hear bad press about going up in an A&E, but it's once you're in the hospital, all the interviews we've done over the years, all they can say is good things about once you're in the care and the way the, you know, patients are looked after. And it's, there's a nice kind of, I suppose, homely atmosphere that kind
there
of,
is, and everybody would say that, and I'm sure it's the same in every hospital, that once you're through the A&E, which is fantastic, and the staff down there just do such fantastic work, and and we have so many teams on the ground trying to accommodate all our patients. And you know, one of the little anecdotes we've done for as part of our poster presentation is, you know, the Beaumont values, and we asked staff what was their abiding memory of the place, or what kept them here. And it's funny you should say about the fields, because I'm just have one here beside me, and one of the quotes was that, you know, Beaumont was my and as a child, and there were wheat fields all around, and there were cows. And on my first day working here, outside the window, I could see the chestnut tree that we used to play in when we were young. So I'm working on the site of my childhood, and that keeps me connected to that. And all of the quotes we've got are like that. You know, the friendships that you build in here, they keep you smiling and stop you crying, and they keep you connected. And, you know, all the people in Bowman come from different walks of life. And however, once in the hospital, we all drink the same water. And at the core, we value life above all else. And we are, you know, like a big family. And it is a big family. It's like a small village here. You know, everybody knows everyone and everybody says hello. And we all, you know, strive for the one thing, you know, which is, you know, looking after our patients. And human relations are at the heart of everything, really, aren't they?
That's true. And I suppose it has been a great, I suppose, what would you say? You can't say invention, but to have Beaumont Hospital there, especially for Coolock, Beaumont, the surrounding areas, because it has given a lot of employment to local people as well.
It has, yeah, it has. We have a lot of staff who are local, and, you know, it's funny, some of our colleagues who've mums and dads and, you know, would live around the area, and they've had to move to places like, you know, Balbriggan and Drogheda and places like that. And now in their 40s and 50s, they're actually moving back. But they would have brought their kids over to school here because they wanted them to grow up in the area that they knew. And I suppose their mums and dads minded the kids after school. And now they're coming back, and I often hear them saying, oh, God, I have to bring the kids to football, and they've to go home and come back again and go home again. So, you know, it's been it's lovely, and we have lots of family members who work here too. There's one of our colleagues, and, you know, his dad was here, his brothers were here, his sons are here, his wife works here too, and the daughter-in-law. So, you know, it's very much a family you know, environment.
So keeping it in the family. And one thing, probably people that have been there like nearly the 30 years, we'd be probably asking them on Wednesday when we go down tomorrow. You know, a lot of people, older people actually, would say this to me, because I've spent a lot of time in the A&E with my own mother, and and she would kind of say it's very hard to distinguish now the doctors from the nurses and the surgeons, because they all wear the one type of clothing now, where years ago you could distinguish the matron and the nurses and doctors.
Yeah,
like that's all changed. It's completely different now. It's a lot more casual.
And even with some of the photographs you'll see here now when you come in on Wednesday, you know, the uniforms have all changed. The dress, the nurses don't no longer wear a tunic. They no longer wear the nurse's hat. It's all tunic based now, and the different colours for the different types of staff. And, you know, it probably makes for a rather better collegial relationship as well. And, you know, from years ago, there's no Mr. or Sister anymore. We're all just the same, you know. So, you know, that's a good thing, and easier for them to work when they're wearing trousers.
Exactly. And I mean, years ago when I was in hospital, when I was younger, I was in hospital a lot, and you'd have the matron, and that was the one person that you would be quite afraid of, was the matron.
Absolutely.
But then they say as well, like years ago, the hospitals seemed to be a lot cleaner because you had that really smell of bleach, probably.
The nuns.
So maybe, was that a good thing? Like, we didn't have MRSA then, I suppose, so you wouldn't know, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to know. You know, technology moves on, and, you know, I suppose people living longer, and, you know, exposed to more infections, and that probably has a lot to do with it as well. You know, as I say, I'm not a clinical person, so I wouldn't like to kind of give you know, reasons for that. But certainly, when you're a staff member here and you're going around the house, and our noonans, our cleaning contract, and they're scrubbing all the walls, and they're getting rid of the up into the corners and everything, they certainly do as fantastic a job as anywhere else.
And as I said, they do offer a lot, even down to like bereavement after, you know, and somebody dies in the hospital, they offer the family bereavement counselling.
That's right. There's a lot of services like that. Work department offer that bereavement support as well. So, you know, it's a great service to have too. And actually, we just had a mass here, last weekend, where it was for the the deceased relatives, and there were 600 people who attended it. So, you know, it was the annual memorial remembrance service for patients who had passed away in the last 12 months. And, you know, it took place on Saturday and Sunday, the 4th and 5th of November, and roughly 800 people attended over the 2 days. And, you know, and that allowed time and reflection for relatives to remember their loved ones. So, you know, we try and incorporate and the whole family, you know, into our ethos here as well.
Yeah, I know it's a great seat. As I said, there's a kind of a sense of a family atmosphere once you're in there. A lot of training goes on as well as... I didn't realise myself how big the hospital was until I start doing Honour Your Hero Days, where you have the training room for students and the hospital.
Oh, yeah, we've a big centre of education here now, as well as obviously training the young medical students from the RTSI, which is our affiliate college here. But for our centre of education is... You know, the learning and development and the centre of education, there's, you know, huge potential for developing your skills and your training, and there's lots of options for furthering, you know, your skills here through that.
And Susie, as it's tomorrow, as we said, we'll be down there in Beaumont Hospital and we'll be playing requests for patients in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Can you believe yourself how time has flown by? Like as you said, you're there nearly the whole 30 years. Is there many staff there that joined with you that are still there to this day?
Well, Debbie, it's funny you should ask that, because a fortnight ago we put out a photo call for all or as many of the staff who were here on that day and still here to come and take a photograph. And those photographs are on display now as well. And... there was 102 altogether left, but that didn't incorporate the people who were here that day and maybe had left for family reasons or for further training or whatever. So we reckon that there was probably about 40 of those as well. So I would think there's 102 who have been here since that day and have not left yet, plus another 40 who were here on the day the hospital moved over, had left for personal reasons for a short period of time, but came back and are still here now.
Unbelievable. And is the exhibition, is it open to the public tomorrow? Can everyone come in?
Absolutely. Well, it'll be up from, it was up on Friday. And yes, so anyone who would like to come in and have a little walk around the foyer, and we'd be delighted to see you and read and have a look at the old photographs and, you know, read a bit about how our technology has changed, you know, some information about research, and have a look at our milestones and what we've achieved over the past 30 years.
Great, Susie. So looking forward to coming down tomorrow to have a chat with yourself.
Great,
and to see
to
what's going
then,
on.
Debbie.
So congratulations on 30 years, and hopefully in 30 years' time we'll be having another chat. Please God, if we're still
here. I don't think you'll be talking to me then.
Neither me. But anyway, you never know, Susie. Okay, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.